In this review, our aim was to present possible menstrual disorders in patients with IBD and the effects of adalimumab and other anti-TNF drugs on gynecological pathology. The correct diagnosis and selection of treatment for women with IBD and gynecological disorders can be a challenge for clinicians and can require a more careful and extensive examination of the patient. Furthermore, new studies show the possible widening use of biological therapies, such as reducing ovarian ischemia, preserving ovarian reserve, and reducing the degree of endometriosis. More detailed human studies are needed, as well as studies involving other anti-TNF-alpha drugs, to clarify their potential benefits in treating these conditions.